At 6:06, it is overcast, 61 degrees in Tulsa, expecting a high today of 72. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As the cleanup gets underway south of the Red River from yesterday's tornadoes, forecasters here are concerned if we're paying attention. An experiment using attention-getting terms when issuing tornado warnings in Missouri and Kansas this year could spread to other states, like Oklahoma.
The new warnings contain words like catastrophic and even unsurvivable to describe approaching tornadoes. Chief Meteorologist Steve Piltz in the Tulsa National Weather Service office says the idea is to get people's attention to save lives. He says the concept is a good one that Oklahoma has been doing for several years.
We've thought that's something that's been important to do for a long time, and both the Tulsa and Norman offices have been doing that since the early 90s. Just going to this almost shock level, that's something we haven't really tried to do. And we'll see how that plays, and we'll see what the social scientists say about it.
Piltz says unsurvivable may be a little over the top, but he's interested in seeing how the experiment works in the test states this season and what happens from there. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Well, chances are great there will be a recount. Democrat Dan Arthrill wins the heavily Republican State House District 71 seat. He won yesterday's special election by only 3 votes. The seat was vacated by longtime Representative Dan Sullivan, who left to become the new head of the Grand River Dam Authority. Well, in this election year, Tulsa school officials will be actively speaking out against state education budget cuts. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says people need to realize the cuts are impacting students in the classroom.
All I've heard is smaller government and income tax cuts. And this is what smaller government looks like, and we are sacrificing educational programs for income tax cuts. Now, we're going to deal with it, but we're also going to speak out honestly and openly about what those impacts are.
The Tulsa schools will lose over 100 teaching positions this year. Ballard says there will be no layoffs because they won't hire replacements for retiring teachers. We go in depth with the school superintendent coming up at 7:35 this morning. Want to serve on the Tulsa City Council? Well, the filing period for Districts 1, 4, and 7 will open on Monday morning. The general election is in November. Voters last year approved new staggered terms for city council members. The Broken Arrow City Council took no action last night on the employment contract of City Manager David Wooden. He is catching the blame by some in Broken Arrow for the casino controversy in that city. Gasoline prices are going up in Tulsa. Many stations increasing the price by 12 cents a gallon overnight. The new price for regular unleaded in Tulsa is $3.59 a gallon. The Federal Trade Commission files a lawsuit against two Oklahoma tribes for payday loan operations. The suit names the Modoc and Miama tribes. Tulsa Better Business Bureau Director Rick Brinkley says they have had lots of complaints over the years.
The problems that we've had are consumers have said, you know, I got a $200 loan. They told me I could pay back $260 in 2 weeks. I did, and it's been months later. They're still taking money out of my account every couple of weeks, and I've paid as much as $1,100 for a $200 loan.
The suit accuses the tribal operations of violating the Truth in Lending Act. A man lunges at Tulsa police with a knife. He is shot and killed. The incident happened last night at the London Square Apartments near 59th and South Lewis. Police have been called to the scene because the man was displaying psychiatric problems. Our weather forecast, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning with gradual clearing this afternoon. 72 for a high. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain, down to 50 for a low. National Weather Service radar is showing scattered rain showers around Ponca City this morning. Right now, it's overcast in 61. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.